We were just listening to the brand new Doctor talking about his role in Doctor Who. Well, as part of Supernova, my special guest tonight is the Scottish actress who's most notable for her role as Doctor Who's Madame Vastra. Niamh McIntosh, welcome to Nights.
Good evening. Hello.
Lovely to have you in the studios with us.
Good to be here.
And lining up for Supernova this week in Brisbane at the Convention Centre.
Yes, indeed.
Are you going cosplay or...
I wish I
just
could.
Just be yourself.
No, yeah, I'm just there myself because it takes far too long to get into it all.
Fair enough. Lovely accent too. Where's that from again?
Well, I grew up in Edinburgh, so my accent's more Edinburgh.
That accounts for it. Yep. Yes. But you lose that completely when you're in character, don't you?
Pretty much, yeah. There's always a slight little touch that I like to keep in, especially on rolling my R's.
Oh, I've been known to roll my R's before today, usually in my tight jeans. Yes. No, don't be like that. In your teens, in fact, you were a member of the Edinburgh Youth Theatre before making the move to Glasgow, weren't you, to attend the Royal Scottish Academy of Music and Drama?
That's right.
You went on to appear in a few theatre productions. Do you prefer stage to screen?
I always get asked that, and it's quite a weird thing because I like both, but they're both quite different in some ways and very much similar. But I can't say I prefer one or the other. Mm. TV pays better.
Yeah, true. One's more immediate reaction, the live stage, obviously, compared to screen, whether it's small screen or big screen.
And good or bad.
And there's a lot of sitting around and waiting times, isn't there, with doing any screen stuff?
Yeah, for TV there's a lot. You've always got that when they change around the camera, or they've got to change the lighting, so that means, straight to the cup of tea.
All right. But you're not just about The Who, for the Whovians who are listening tonight, by the way, and we did tweet this earlier, and it's gone crazy on Twitter.
Has it?
Yeah. You've appeared in numerous television shows, including The Hound of the Baskervilles.
Yes. That was fantastic. With Richard Roxburgh and Matt Day.
Yeah. It was one of my favourite stories from that whole series. And you two together worked really well on the screen. I've seen that one.
Yeah. Did you like that one?
Brilliant.
Yeah. It was great fun. Great fun. Richard E. Grant as well, incredible. Just incredible.
What a cast.
Fun. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And those hounds.
Yeah. Because it was quite funny as well, because we were doing all this stuff and we hadn't seen it CGI'd in.
Mm.
And then, of course, at the end, then you see the thing and you're like, oh, okay. But, you're sort of working on nothing.
I got goosebumps just talking about it now. It was so spooky. You also did Bodies, Psychos, Law and Order, UK, Dracula, Ripper Street.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of those has been the most fun?
Ooh. that's a hard one. I have to say, I did quite enjoy last year doing sort of Dracula and Ripper Street, because both the characters were quite really mean. I was constantly cutting bits off or sticking things into men and torturing them. Oh. So, that was
quite
fun.
Bear that in mind, boys.
Yeah. Beware.
Yes, if you're thinking of taking this lady for a drink over the weekend.
Yeah, you better pay.
Niamh, you're probably best known, though, down under for your patrol of Madame Vastra.
Yeah.
Doctor Who's human-eating, late Victorian, crime-fighting Silurian. Have you ever been tempted by cannibalism?
No, me personally, no.
No, okay.
No, I'm a vegetarian as well. So,
that's
an even bigger leap for me, yeah.
So we've got a vegetarian playing a human-eating character.
Yeah.
Love it. That's brilliant. All right. And when you say vegetarian, like to the state of vegan or?
No, I can't quite go that far because I do love cheese and I will never give up my cheese. I love cheese.
I know. I'm with you on that.
Yeah. And I do like eggs as well.
Doesn't like your back though, you know?
Sometimes no.
Yeah.
No, I know what you mean. But I can't go quite that far.
No, I've given up the late night snacks lately. The cheese was, cheese and crackers, it's so easy, tempting. Yeah. You finish at midnight. What do? You
exactly.
Have a wine, you have a cheese, cracker.
This is exactly like my work as well. If you're doing theatre, you come down late, you're like, what can I have? Glass of wine and some cheese. It's
cut
perfect.
It out. It's been good. How much time do you actually spend in the makeup chair then for doing Madame Vastra?
Hours, yeah. It's somewhere between 3.5-4 hours, somewhere around there at the minute we've got it down to. If they've put my hands on, that's even more. That's about an extra hour. as well if I've got hands. There, that's quite special. That's why you see me in gloves an awful lot.
Ah, I was going to mention the gloves.
Yes.
Clever.
Yeah. Yeah, that's easy. Yeah, that saves me an extra hour. But yeah.
Isn't it funny? Were you a fan of Doctor Who as a child?
Yeah, yeah, very much. Very much. Me and my brother. It was classic. Yeah. Hiding behind the sofa when the Daleks were on.
Mm.
Tom Baker was mine. Was my doctor growing up. He was just a supreme.
Guilty.
Yeah.
Love Tom. He's great.
Jelly baby.
Yeah. Actually, I did want to ask you that because you've worked with the three latest doctors, haven't you? David Tennant and Matt Smith as well, and Peter Capaldi, in various guys, not all on Doctor Who, by the way. But can any of them honestly rival Tom Baker in the scarf asking, would you like a jelly baby? In a, well, in a crisis kind of thing.
As I love all of them, no, they can't. No. It's just, I think Tom Baker was so iconic. I mean, he was so long-lasting as well. He was the longest running, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
7 years, I think he did it, something like that. I could be wrong, but...
Oh, don't worry, Hoovians will correct us.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I've been corrected many a time by eight-year-old boys.
I can imagine.
Yep.
Yes. Okay, so Tom Baker's the winner there.
Yeah.
And as Madame Vastra, you have a Sontaran manservant, Strax.
Yes. Yeah, Mr. Potato Head, as we kindly know him.
I've worked with people that look like Strax.
Have you?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be good if everyone could tweet pictures of people who actually look like Strax?
It's very tempting.
Yes.
But then I think I'd get myself in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
How's it working out anyway, you and Strax?
Yeah, no, great.
It's good.
Yeah, great. But Dan and I have a lot of fun because we are the two that are in earliest. We're in the chair together, so we have a lot of good banter in the mornings over our cups of tea.
Because he doesn't look like that when he's not in makeup.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
What does he look like?
Well, I've not got my phone. I'll show you a photo when you come
out.
I'll
go on IMDb later.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll have a look.
He looks quite normal.
Yeah. And he's only short, though, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dan's.
To be able to do that role.
Yeah.
Whereas some of the doctors, I mean, Tom Baker's a decent height.
Yeah.
David Tennant, Matt Smith.
Yeah, he's tall.
Yeah.
Matt's tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peter Capaldi.
Tall, yes.
Yeah. And he was who we heard when we started the interview.
Yeah.
And in the past life, you've also worked with Peter Capaldi.
I have, yes. And his wife, Elaine, both on Psychos. Yeah.
How about that? Yeah, of course. Do you think he was an inspired choice for the new Doctor Who?
I was. When they said it, I was like, well, of course. Because and I heard the story, you know, that Stephen Moffat and Mark Gatiss had said, you know, come up with a list each, and they both put his name at the top of the list.
Wow.
That's what I heard, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's kind of gone full swing, because their very first Doctor Who was a man of about Pete's age.
Yeah. Yeah, William Hartnell. So,
yeah. And they did that really good special on William Hartnell recently.
With David Bradley.
Wasn't he great?
He was fantastic.
It was uncanny.
Yeah, I know,
wasn't
it? And I loved all the little pieces of the story of, you know, how it began when she goes to get the design done. And he just goes, well, here's something I cut some holes out of earlier. There, you can have that.
Yeah.
And it's just the way, it's so iconic, that TARDIS room with the circles that lasted for so long.
And still does to this day in some shape or form, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing the way the TARDIS has evolved. For those who don't know Doctor Who and are going, what's a TARDIS? Get yourself a Google and go for it. But it's basically it's a police phone box that from the outside, and the comedy line that is quite often used is once they walk inside they go, oh, it's much bigger inside.
And
that's been played up a lot in the recent series.
Yeah, they use it a lot. Well, because Clara, of course, said, oh, it's smaller on the outside. And Matt's got, oh, nobody said it that way before.
Yeah, that was great.
That's fantastic.
That was a great line.